These gatherings in the month of Muharram is the display of that love, is the demonstration of that love which we have for Ahl-e Bayt. Because Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam Ali Maqam, Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is a very important and significant member of Ahl-e Bayt. And his martyrdom and his shahada is very painful. And the sacrifices that he has made are very encouraging and exemplary for the ummah to face the calamities and difficulties whenever we face in this dunya. So he set those beautiful examples. And he actually taught the lesson that when there is need to come in the field and serve the deen, then do not shy away. Do not go and hide yourself. Do not just sit in your comfort zone. You need to come out and face the consequences. You need to come out and be practical. When there is a challenge to the deen, then come out and face that challenge and defend the deen. It doesn't matter what our type of challenge it is. Alhamdulillah, this what you see, Muballighin of Dawat Islami traveling in Madani Kafilas, going city to city, town to town, country to country. They could have sat in their houses and live in their comfort zones. They could have thought this way, well, I'm not the only one upon whose shoulders the responsibility of deen is. There are so many others, they can do it. Let me run my business. Let me stay with my family. Why must I go and spend so many days outside? But there is a challenge. People are destroying the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are destroying the lifestyle of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even many people, so-called scholars, would come and tell you, well, this is not practical and that is not practical. Today we live in a modern age, in modern era. So there is no need for this and there is no need for that. First of all, people are lazy. Secondly, somebody comes who is so-called learned and he gives that type of advice. So we are digging our own graves. So in this age and time, the biggest jihad is to revive the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so many of the sunnahs have become dead. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you revive one of my dead sunnah, you will get the reward of 100 martyrs.